Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Now, I do a tremendous amount of research in preparation for the show, and every once in a while, I come across an article that really strikes me, and there was one that I came across in Business Insider yesterday that talked about winning people over and really touched on this idea of first impressions. And they quoted a study at Harvard, which I thought was really interesting because what they suggested was that 80% of the judgment that people have of you is based on a combination of competence and warmth. And what really surprised me is that warmth is more important than competence. What they said in the article, which I thought was funny, is that being a jerk is far worse than being an idiot based on that, which, again, really interesting stuff. And so one of the things I started to think about is how you make people feel better about themselves and really how you bring across warmth, because that's ultimately what warmth does. And so when you look at warmth, it starts with great eye contact, that initial meeting where it's eye contact, it's the handshake, and it's really the engagement that you get immediately. And I always look at my wife for this. She's great because when she meets somebody new for the first time, she clearly looks them in the eye, and what she'll do is she won't just shake their hand. She'll shake their hand, and then she'll take her left hand, and she'll put it over the top of their hand. And it's just a very warm gesture. And it immediately disarms people. I watch how it works for her all the time, and it's amazing. The second thing you want to do once you get past that initial stage is the listening stage. And we've talked on other shows about how important it is to be a great listener, and it really is. And one of the things that's important is to show that you're listening. So now you'll as you're listening to someone, you feed some of the things they tell you back later in the conversation, or you ask them specific questions about things they've told you. And if there's even a delay in that, that makes it more apparent that you're listening. So really, really doing that and reiterating their words as you go becomes a very powerful thing. And as you're listening, you look for similarities, things, places where you can bond, places where you can find things that you have in common around maybe where you're from, activities that you enjoy, places that you've been. But that allows for great opportunities for bonding. And then when you have the chance, compliment people, but not a general compliment. Compliment them based on what they've told you about themselves. And if you tell somebody that they're beautiful, but they really don't think they're beautiful and they don't believe it, it may come across as superficial. But if you really get into the idea of the work that they do and you compliment them on their knowledge, on something that they've told you or something they bring, that becomes a far more powerful compliment because you're showing, number one, not only that you're listening, but also that you're aligned with them and you're reinforcing something that they already know about themselves. So the compliment lands. And that's really what it's all about. So this idea of warmth, I think, is very, very important and something that maybe we don't think about as much as we should. Right? Worry less about being competent and worry more about being warm as you meet new people. If you know of anyone who can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, start to think about how you can become more engaging with people. Really focused on that warmth. Think about the first impression. Think about find your similarities. Listen to what they have to say. And when you find an opportunity for a compliment based on what they've told you, make that compliment land.